Yeah, I think as a service provider, what you need to do is realize that they're integrated and realize that these things can come up. So, you know, sometimes we think, okay, well, we gave you a plan. You seem to be committed. You're going ahead. That's really great. Good. God bless you and go ahead. Well, you need to realize, wait a minute, there could be other things. Now, what does that mean for a service provider? Well, it seems to me what I was trying to say this morning was in adolescent and child development, there's a concept that's called scaffolding. For kids who don't really have all the self-regulatory skills, for kids who really aren't kind of maybe don't have as good judgment or whatever, you provide scaffolding. So I think the challenge with this group is that you need to provide some scaffolding. I mean, aggressive case management is scaffolding. Really kind of addressing some of the problems, making sure that you're available, allowing them to drop in at times when it's not scheduled, when they're having trouble, reaching out and maybe contacting them sometime during the week to make sure everything's going okay and supporting them. So scaffolding will help kind of with the interferences that each provides to the other when you're trying to change. And I think that's really the best I can say. That's why when we think about integrated dual diagnosis, we talk about the case management and the, you know, kind of being more aggressive in terms of working with them, and outreach is really important. And all of those elements are really scaffolding strategies.